All righty.
I'll be driving tomorrow.
And so I'll be a little quick here so that we don't waste time.
No worries.
Ben Fisher, Dan White with Sean
O'Connor.
O'Connor.
Okay. So that sounds
and exactly
very Irish.
This is actually Microsoft XBLA, right?
That's correct. It's okay. So I'm the lead producer on Full House Poker for both the Xbox Live Arcade version and the Windows Phone 7 version. That's due out this spring.
Okay.
You want to do any set games?
Well, hang on a second. Yeah, sure. But let me just do some little groundwork here. So, how long have you been with Microsoft?
February will be 6 years.
6 years. And you were with who before that?
Before that, I was with a studio that was part of THQ called Cranky Pants. Before that, I was with Electronic Arts. Before that, I was with Nintendo.
So you've had a little experience here.
Yeah, I started in Nintendo in 1987, so I've been around a couple years. I've done a few things.
Very cool. So, if I may ask, what drew you to doing a poker game? And there's lots of poker games out there, and in fact, I know there is a poker game on the Xbox, so why?
There is. Well, lots of things, right? So, the poker game that's on Xbox has done really well for us, and we thought we want to do a game with avatars, and what's a cool way to show off your personality and do a lot of big, nice big social multiplayer game with avatars that could be really cool. Had a lot of poker fans in the office, and we said, okay, let's look at poker. That could be, the other game's been out for almost 4 years now, so... Let's see if we can make something really cool with it, and we did.
It seems like you kind of wanted to... Looks like you expanded on what you had before. I mean, I don't remember ever having... Can we get that cold a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little loud.
Huh?
A little loud out there.
It is a little loud, so...
Just close it.
It doesn't really close.
Oh, it does.
Oh, wow.
No, without cramming your finger in there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so,
forgot where I was at.
So you said...
So, looks like you've expanded a little bit on the tournament style. Are you, what do you think of it as a, is this something that you're going to continue to release expansions on to be able to do more?
Well, we're always looking for new opportunities and things like that, right? But right now we don't have any plans to expand into different poker game types or anything like that.
What do you want to do for inside the game? That's kind of your baby there.
Okay. Well. All right. So, basically, inside the game is it's not necessarily about the title or the job that you're doing currently right now. Inside the games is all about making basically who people are behind the games. Mm-hmm. Actually, kind of into rock stars in a sense.
Cool.
Simply because a lot of people are looking to get into the industry. They don't understand the industry. They don't understand what the job of a senior producer is or a senior director. They only know what they know, how they can relate that maybe to the movie industry.
Right.
So it's really just basically a set of like 13 questions in a sense.
Sure.
And how long you answer them, that's up to you.
Okay.
So we've had Inside the Games go for up to 4 hours. That's not going to happen tonight.
We won't do that.
No. Yeah.
So let's bust through them.
Right on. Really quickly, how'd you get into the industry?
Well.
We get that a lot.
Right place at the right time.
Okay.
So I had just dropped out of college. I needed a job. I lived in Redmond, Washington. I was driving past Nintendo, and there was a giant sign that said, interviews today. I said, hey, I need a job. I'm 20 years old. Dropped in. They were interviewing for warehouse people, basically.
Okay.
I got the job as a warehouse guy. It was the hired on the spot thing. And, that was how I got into Nintendo. And